You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with HogSports.com coming to you after Arkansas's 45-3 win over the UAPB Golden Lions. One of those old tail of two halves type of games. You know, if Arkansas had kept their starters in the whole game, the term Hogs by 90 would have taken a very literal meaning. But that's not how it played out. Arkansas obviously pulled everybody at halftime, got the twos and the threes, some action. Now, let's just talk about how the game played out a little bit first before we get into some things that are maybe a little bit disappointing, because there were a lot of positives. Obviously, the first half, you can't ask for much more than what you got out of the first half. And I might nitpick a few things here and there, but I mean, 45-0, it's hard to be disappointed with that. I mean, they came out and did exactly what they should have done. They outscored them, but outproduced them by about 294 yards, 426 yards to 132 for UAPB. 17 points in the first quarter, 28 in the second quarter, and 232 yards in the second quarter alone. You know, if I'm like saying, like, what are the negatives here? I mean, first of the positives, okay, KJ was 10 of 17, 194 yards. Traylon Burks, he's just who he is, superhuman at times. But 10 of 17 for 194 yards, four touchdowns for KJ, and three of those were dropped by Warren Thompson. I mean, so Warren Thompson got to play a little bit better. That was probably, I mean, like the one disappointment, maybe six penalties for 41 yards. That, you know, obviously you want to see a little bit better than that. Miles Slusher gave up a 42-yarder. I mean, but when it's 45-0, these are all things that, like, you can kind of live with it. I mean, it's football, right? This kind of stuff happens in football. The real disappointments, I thought, you know, kind of happened in the second half. And there was a stretch also, you know, where Arkansas had to punt the ball. Then they had to settle for a field goal. And then KJ had the fumble. That was really the only disappointing stretch. It's all back-to-back-to-back, the reason that stands out. But 45-0, that's exactly what you want. You want to get the starters out. You got a bye week coming up. So all of those things really worked out in Arkansas's favor. But I think they showed also in the second half maybe why Arkansas is on a three-game skid, because a lot of Arkansas's bumped, bruised, battered, beaten starters are still way better than their backups. And that's a bit of a problem. And it kind of shows, you know, how far Arkansas still has to come and, you know, has to fix some things in recruiting and stuff, and maybe it was a little bit of an eye-opener for some of the players. Now, I want to get to this, too, before we get to the second half, but we've been talking about Dominic Johnson a lot, and it almost feels like a broken record. And even Sam Pittman said today after the post game, when they had their meeting this morning, they talked about Dominic Johnson and wanting to get him more involved. And the fact that he only had four carries in the first half was a big surprise to him. And obviously, you didn't want to run him a whole bunch in the second half because there wasn't a need. You're up 45-0. But to me, and I've said for a while, I think Dominic's the best running back on the team. Okay, he's also your best pass pro. He's best in pass protection. He's the best at falling forward. He averages way more yards than anybody. I mean, he averaged over 10 yards per carry more than the next highest back in this one. And it took until the 18th carry for him to get his first carry, which was a 34-yard run, which was easily Arkansas's longest run by a running back at that point. And then his second run was 22 yards, which was the second longest run. His third was 11, which was the third longest. His fourth was 13, which replaced it and made it the third longest. So his first four carries were all the 1, 2, 3, 4 longest carries at that point for running backs. Obviously Traylon Burks had the 49-yarder, which beat out Dominic Johnson's record for longest run of the season, which was 48 yards. So I don't know what we're missing here with Dominic, but it sure feels like he deserves more carries. Should be like a 15 carry game back, and I think Rocket Sanders should be the next most. I just think there's a lot of gnats here. I just think it makes all the sense in the world. And I've said before, like, you know, Traylon Smith does good things. AJ Green, I think maybe he isn't even has the highest ceiling out of all the backs, but he's not running. Neither of those guys are running as well as the other two guys. And, you know, for Rocket, he averaged 5.1 yards a carry, and his longest run was 9 yards. So he was just kind of consistent. That was a thing that was a little disappointing overall, though. Arkansas wasn't just like great running the ball, aside from a few plays here and there, you know, and Dominic Johnson, of course. And Traylon Burks, KJ had a couple of good runs too, but you know, Traylon Smith was 7 carries for 24 yards. His best run was an 8-yarder, and he got a personal foul penalty on that. You know, and I don't think that maybe he's totally healthy either. But More action for Dominic Johnson. I mean, the guy doesn't even like have to break tackles. People just bounce off of him and he always seems to fall forward. So
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Nathan Perotti. Congratulations to Nathan Perotti. Now, Arkansas hasn't had a punt return for a touchdown in 9.5 seasons. Go back to January 6th, 2012 with Joe Adams. And I know it was against UAPB, but think about all the overmatched opponents Arkansas has faced in the last 9.5 seasons. A lot of them. So kudos to Perotti. Now, that was the one real positive on special teams. I thought there were some things that were obviously disappointing. You have There were the things that were disappointing, like you had, you had to call a timeout because there's 12 men on the field, and then, you know, you bobble a kickoff return, A.J. Green. You just can't – it would just be nice to see a really clean game with special teams and, you know, where you have something positive like that and just kind of all put it together. But and those things, you know, it just stands out because those happened back-to-back. So what else? What else are we disappointed in? I mentioned 6 penalties of 41 yards in the first half. I can't remember what they totaled on penalties, but obviously, you know, you want to see them come out and play well. But again, it all feels very nitpicky. But in the second half, you know, the defense played okay. They played pretty well. They only gave up 3 points, which, you know, you shouldn't give up much to UAPB. They were obviously outmatched. But the offense just sputtered so much. I mean, Malik was 1 of 5 passing. This was a game where, you know, he gets a whole half of football to show what he can do, and we all kind of been waiting for it. And he had a 15-yard run, but he also had one for minus 17 because he fumbled the ball, you know. And you had 2 fumbles in the second half. T.J. Hammonds also had a fumble. And a lot of it, too, like, you know, A.J. Green, I mentioned him a minute ago. What did he have, 9 carries for 34 yards, something like that. But his – I think he had a little bit more, 38 maybe, because his longest run was 29 yards, which is a nice run. Showed a lot of speed. But those other runs, what he ended up with 7 for like 8 yards. Eight carries for 7 yards, I think is what it was on the other carries, on the other 8. So the thing with that is, a lot of times he didn't even have a chance because they were in the backfield and they were bringing everybody. I mean, they were, as Spitman said, they were bringing more players than they could block, so you had to be prepared for that kind of thing. And maybe that's just the second-team offense just wasn't fully ready to take on that kind of responsibility. But, I mean, it really does show you a lot of, like, where Arkansas is lacking in a lot of areas. They're lacking in depth. And that wasn't a very good game for Malik Hornsby. And we've seen Malik play better in limited action, but that was his first – that was his opportunity to go out there and show what he can do. And I think it just shows – the guy's got a lot of potential. He's still got a lot to work on, still. And it also shows you, you know, just kind of across the board, especially on offense, that there is a pretty significant drop from Arkansas starters to their backups. So, I think we hit on pretty much everything. I'm sure I missed something. Everybody likes to point out when I forget some glaring, some glaring thing that I've overlooked in these walk and talks, but they're pretty reactionary, right? You know, so that's just kind of how they're meant to be. So Arkansas has a bye week now. I would imagine they will really, really rest these starters. Like, I mean, like some guys won't practice at all. They'll just get healthy, because this is a really, really important stretch for the future of Razorback football coming up. You get a bye week, a much needed bye week. And this game, you know, in a way, might have been better than a bye. Like, really might have been better than a bye. I was talking with some friends of mine and kind of had that opinion. So might have been better than a bye week to get the starters in there, get some good rhythm, get in, get out, get some good action for the backups. And, you know, they took it pretty light in practice all week. I think the only injury, Zach Zimus had an injury. I think Ridgeway maybe hurt his knee a little bit. But other than that, they came out, you know, healthy from the game. So get this bye week, get rested up, and then it's Mississippi State and Fayetteville. That's going to be a great environment. Hopefully it's not a damn 11 o'clock game and we can get a nice night game, good environment. Arkansas can get some recruits in there. I mean, they played five straight games in five different venues, which is just wild to me. But they have. So get back in Fayetteville, play Mississippi State. I mean, there's games you can win here. There are games you can win. LSU and Baton Rouge, it's winnable. It might be difficult, but it's winnable. Missouri is certainly winnable. And Alabama's always going to be tough in Tuscaloosa or anywhere, really. So, but, man, there's opportunity here. You're at five wins. You're 5-3. There are opportunities, at least three opportunities, four if you count Bama, to get bowl eligible. And really beyond that, I mean, you can get seven. You can get eight. It's doable. All right, everybody. We're going to wrap it up now. I appreciate you guys watching. It was a good day. A little disappointing in the second half that the backups didn't do more. But, hey, it's fortunate and unfortunate, because it is a little bit of an eye-opener. All right, everybody, this has been Trey Biddy with Hogsports.com. We'll catch you next time.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!